Welcome to MBA Mental Boost. This is your coach, Dr. Rosie, and today we are talking about loving your brain. So we talk a lot about the mind and about mindset, but I want you to start thinking of the brain and the mind as separate. The way that I like to think of it is almost like the brain is a city and the mind is like the economy. So the economy isn't like a tangible thing, but it's part of all these different areas within the city, all the intricacies working together, creating the economy. Now, I don't know whether that resonates. Find something that resonates for you. But it's kind of that, you know, the mind is the workings out, the kind of interconnectedness, I guess, that are created within the brain. So the brain is the, you know, I mean, you know this, the brain is the tangible organ. But I think we can get so fixed on the mind and the mindset and, you know, our thoughts, beliefs, what we say to ourselves, you know, all of this stuff, which is super, super powerful. Of course it is. And this is what I spend most of my time coaching on. But today I wanted us to just take a moment and think about how we can take care of our brain. So how often do you actually train your brain to be in peak performance? So thinking about, you know, just like you go to the gym and you get the reps in and you take care of your body, I want you to start thinking of your brain in the same way. There are various tools that you can use, like brain training exercises, to actually be kind of working the muscles of the brain, so much better for your brain than scrolling on social media. There is a thing at the moment, people are terming it digital dementia, because of the amount of time we spend on our phones and scrolling, and our brain actually is starting to struggle. For a lot of us, it's starting to struggle to focus. So you can help to combat this. And if you know a little bit about my background is in brain health. It's looking at cognitive decline, how we can kind of prevent this. So this is a subject close to my own heart. So I've worked at prevention, but I've also worked at treatment for individuals who have dementia and cognitive decline. But that's for a whole other conversation. But you can tell this is a subject that is really close to my own heart. So thinking about how you can train your brain. So brain training exercises, you know, there are some great apps out there, even just like juggling. I told a client this week, you know, how about you start juggling? Because this is actually a really great way to train your brain. Plus it's fun. Thinking about like things like concentration grids, you know, they're great for training focus, which is obviously going to help you in the field. But it's also a great way to actually strengthen your brain. Yeah, I mean, the two go hand in hand, but I don't want you to just be looking at this in terms of your performance on the court. You know, yeah, that's really important, but also I want you to look at taking care of your brain. It's like, okay, this is a longer term investment. This is going to serve me beyond my career finishing. This is actually really important for preventing things like cognitive decline. Getting proper sleep. You know, I know that you know this, but making sure that you're actually doing it, getting, you know, a full 8 hours sleep, more on game days, you need more rest. That's super, super important for your brain. So your brain needs time, just like I'm recording this on my laptop needs time to switch off. And actually, this is a really good example. As you know, I don't script this, so I'll go off on a tangent. Thinking about my laptop, this is a great way to think of our brain. So last night I was on a Zoom call, like it was a group coaching. So it doesn't matter that this next thing happened. I wasn't in the middle of coaching myself. And I knew that the battery was kind of getting low, but I was like, oh, I'll just continue. And surprise, surprise, it just cut out. It completely died. I then decided I'll just close the laptop. I didn't even try and turn it back on again. I just closed it. I'll catch up on the recording later on. Went to bed this morning, got up, wanted to get straight into work. So I wanted to be super productive, jump into work, got loads of stuff that I want to do, and the laptop wouldn't turn on. And I kept trying all these various things, rebooting, blah, 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 didn't work. I then needed to go get a different cable, and that eventually worked, but I probably wasted a good 35 minutes trying to fix my laptop so that it could turn on again. But obviously there was some, I'm not technical, there were some issues because I'd let it kind of just run completely out of juice. And then I think the cable that I have is a bit dodgy and it didn't quite charge it enough to get going to turn on. So I need another cable. Now, I'm actually really glad that I thought of that example, because this is great for you to think about for your brain, is that we just can't keep going and going until we burn out or until we're flat out, you know? Then if you think about it, if you did that, say if you didn't get sleep and you're, you know, letting your brain just get into that kind of chaotic state of, you know, scrolling on social media, unfocused, all of these things. I mean, you feel it. I'm sure that you have had days like this. I definitely have. If you're doing all of that, then you're not getting proper sleep and you're not resting. Maybe you're not, you know, fully nourishing your brain. So that could be a whole other episode about brain healthy foods. But then imagine the next day you want to go into practice in the best way that you can. Or you want to show up for a game, you know, even more. You want to show up as your most confident, performing at your best, you know, feeling like you're on fire. It's not going to happen. It's like me letting my laptop just run completely down. I couldn't start it again. It's the same with your brain. It's just not going to be in its optimum. So we've kind of gone in a tangent, but, you know, I want this to kind of land with you, that how important it is you actually learn how to take care of your brain. So like I said, things like brain training, things like getting adequate sleep, you know, brain healthy foods. You can Google, there's so much around this. Just today, start thinking about how can I, if you're not already doing this, how can I better take care of my brain? Because yeah, it's going to support your performance, but like I said, it's also going to create longer lasting change that's going to help you reduce things like cognitive decline. So hope that you found this episode useful. As always, if you've got any questions or you want to talk more about this subject, do just ping me a message on Instagram. And I hope whatever you're up to today, you have a good one. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of MBA Mental Boost, the secret weapon to supercharging your performance on the court. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share. You can connect with me over on any social platform. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead. Until next time, go out there and dominate using the power of your mind. This is Dr. Rosie, signing off.